I have to apologize because 48 hours ago, people were wishing America's sweetheart, Tommy Lauren, happy birthday. And I didn't wish her a happy birthday because Cappy's been busy. I've been busy. I have been busy. I dug 4 trenches by hand in rocky soil, which if you haven't done, don't worry. You're probably a liberal arts major. But to make sure drainage went the right way and the erosion didn't happen. Just so you know, when you build a house, and if it happens to be like, you know, there's like water nearby, you want it to divert away from the house. There's a fair amount of landscaping that had to be done. And I still have to put in a French drain. Look it up. So I've been really busy and I'm like, oh crap. It's on my notes. It was Tommy Lauren's birthday, 2 days ago on the 11th. And I failed to wish her happy birthday. So belated 29th birthday, Tommy, belated 29th. And what's that? Do I see something over the horizon? Is that a, Adam, come here. Dre, come here. What? Is that a 3 coming up over the horizon? And what's that next to the thing? Does that look like a 0 to you? Is that, oh boy. It looks like it's coming up quick, too. I love being a guy. I love being the scotch of the male, female. Aaron, do you want to be scotch or milk? Scotch, please. I'll be the scotch. I'll be the scotch. I haven't even gotten out of the barrel yet. Still aging. Oh, what's your pasteurization date? So I got, of course, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. Oh, by the way, go buy the Book of Numbers, Analyze the ROI of the Pursuit of Women. Link is down below. But I had to double-check. I'm like, is it really her birthday? And when I looked her up on the Wikipedia entry, sure enough, August 11th, whatever, minus 29 and 3/4. And I look born in Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm like, damn it. Oh, you're born right up north, huh? Oh, and I was just like, and shame. I guess Christy Nome compensates for it a little bit. But I was like, yeah, born in Rapid City. And I can't, she ain't going to pay attention, but I'll give you a little bit of Rapid City culture. All right. You guys ready for a little bit of Rapid City? Because I've been coming here 15 years. There's this bar called Murphy's. And I think there's another one called Kelsey's. But this was like the cool hip bar where what handful of cool hip kids happen to be in Rapid City. And I could just see it, her going to that bar. I could just see it. And all the dude bros, because there is kind of a campus out here. There's a School of Mines, but then there's also Black Hills State, I believe. And there's just like, you couldn't even call it a block. Half a block of dude bro alley. And there's a handful of bars. Murphy's is one. And there's nothing wrong with Murphy's. You ever come to Rapid City? The guy actually got nice food. I like the seating because it's low seating. Like you're sitting low in the bar right there. So it's fine. But I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you. I bet you she came here all the time. OMG. Do we even have to look up her? Ah, we're not. Anyway, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Tommy. Happy birthday. Kimosabi, what does your better eyes tell you? Hey, come here. What do you see over there? Is that a 3? It's a 3 and a 0. I think that's a 3 and a 0 coming up. Oh, nonstop Trey. Trey, yeah, what does your eyes see? You might have better vision than me. $2. They say and studies suggest that 30 is the new 21. Whatever they want to tell themselves. Whatever you girls. Look, I've had enough of the BS and the lies and watching you girls live in this delusional lie. You go live it, ladies. I love nothing more than see. I mean, I'm in my 40s. I see it happen. It's great to see post-wall. Not physically and what tragedy has befell their lives, but the delusion, the craziness they tell themselves. It's hilarious. I mean, again, not the show you wanted to see on the theaters. It's not the movie of life that you, me, and everybody else wanted to watch. That's not showing in the theaters. What is showing in the theaters is a movie called Comeuppance. That's what it's called Comeuppance. And not exactly what I wanted to see, but I'll watch it. I guess they already made Payback, right? Twice. One with Lee Marvin, one with Mel Gibson. And both are pretty good. I prefer the Mel Gibson one. It's a great flick. Great flick, guys. If you guys are looking for something to do, go watch Payback with Mel Gibson. I met Mel Gibson in Chicago when he was filming it. Not handshaking or anything. We actually bumped against each other because we were at a nightclub. I'm like, oh my God, it's Mel Gibson. And he's short. But yes, I just, it is fascinating. It is an intellectually stimulating thing to watch. Just like, wow, what hoops you got to go through in your mind, man? What, it's just, okay, hey, 45 to do 20, whatever. Tell yourself whatever you want. I'm going to watch you just, and it's not that you hit the wall. It's that you keep running up against the wall, lie after lie after lie after lie. And you're like, ping, ping, ping. It's like, hey, you going to stop that? Ping. Stop that. Okay, all right. Keep. You know, if you go back further and get a bigger running start, I think you'd probably break through that wall finally. Blam! It's like, just sitting there with my folded chair and my popcorn. Nom, 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 nom. Ooh! Nom, 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 nom. Ooh! Paul Singh, who hurt you? Thank you, Paul. Thanks, Paul. Everyone hurt me. I got touched in the wrong places. I'll show you on the doll where it hurts. Alex Bogey, $5. I think we should get her two cats a box of wine and gift cards to Adult Novelty. No, it's a tired trope. It's just, it was perfect that it's the 29th birthday. Could you imagine? Dude, this might become like a national holiday for us guys over here in the Red Pill community. You know, like August 11th will become Spinster Day. National Spinster Day. But next year, when it's the big 3-0, we got to have a field. I don't know if we'd have a field day, but we just see like, look at that. All right. Off to aging in the barrel of scotch a little bit more. I thought he had a nice peaty flavor to him, but it improved a little bit. Just improved. Yeah. You know, Jack Napier at 30 years, he aged pretty well, but at 31, he's even better. Can you just a touch more pungent, a little bit of oaky taste, just a little bit more honed. And I wonder if he's going to taste better. No, sounds a little weird. I wonder if it's going to be aged better when he's 32. I wonder if the masculine geeks, I wonder if they're just going to be a little bit better next year than they were the year before. I wonder if it's just a general progress. I wonder if there was some guy with long hair who was out in Reno and likes to set fire to snowmobiles, if he did a chart on this somewhere. All right, Book of Numbers. If you haven't gotten it, get it below. Also related to this, go get Rollo Tomasi's The Rational Male. That's 101. Are we all done with the Super Chats? Nope. Clary's never going to escape. I got to buy a drainage pipe. Isn't that fun, guys? That's fun, huh? Yeah, drainage pipe. Got to dig another trench. That's in case the Germans attack. Young Sykes, $5. John Doyle delivered a sick burn to Tommy. He said she's not a conservative and she can't conserve anything, not even her marriage. Wait, is she married? I thought she was engaged. And that broke off. DB, $5. Have you seen her before and after plastic surgery? She should be thankful she identifies as a 30-year-old. I don't care about her dating life or her love life. I don't care what happened with her engagement. I don't care if she has plastic surgery. I'm a little critical of her career. Like, hey, I'm a pretty girl. And oh my, OMG, do I like Ronald Reagan and Cap? Like, okay, you know what? Get out of here. Just, all right. So I'm a little critical of that. The only thing is because of what last year where she was like, I can't believe. And, you know, screaming at the moon, You men better. He better this. He better that. He better. He better. So yeah, all right. All right. Okay. And I all have amazing friends. Do women not have any normal friends? Everything is amazing. Like, you could never, if the number of people in women's lives were truly amazing, like my amazing children and my amazing husband and my amazing friends and my amazing career, you wouldn't be able to function. You'd just be amazed all the time. You'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. Oh my God, you couldn't even get around to wiping your ass because you would be in a constant state of amazement. And apparently you don't build up a tolerance or the novelty never wears off. Like, the next day, everything is still amazing. My amazing career, my amazing car. It's like, well, isn't it the same car yesterday? Oh, you know, like, I wouldn't say an amazing house, but I got some pretty cool things in it. But it's like, okay, I'm kind of adapting to it. I don't say, oh my God, my amazing house. Like, it'll achieve a normalcy. It will achieve a background assumption, you know? And I'm like, oh, it's amazing. It's not, no. And that's where your amazing friends. Oh, yeah. What's their BMI? We'll see how amazing they are. Like, you're never going to hear me say TJ Martinell. He's so amazing. You're never going to hear me say that. You know, Vince LaRosa. He's so amazing. No. Masculine Geeks. Not amazing. Eh. Bunch of douchebags, man. Got a podcast. Rolo Tomasi, not amazing. Rich Cooper, not amazing. Just bald and a nice beard. I'll give him the nice beard. Ryan Stone, not amazing. Troy Francis, not amazing. Sterling Cooper, Australian, not amazing. You'll never get us to say amazing. It's like, you with your British accent again, you douche. And that's how guys, the competent man, the wall approaches. Do you think we need a different metaphor than the wall because girls keep throwing themselves up again? I guess a wall works. But, you know, it's like after a while, do you learn? Like, could we change it? It's not goalposts constantly moving. What is it that you just, I guess it's incumbent upon the individual not to learn. Like, you keep bashing against the wall and you don't learn. But there would be a trickery involved. Like, we move the goalposts and Lucian and Charlie Brown, except the girls are Charlie Brown and Lucy are feminists, and they keep whipping the ball away. Like, oh, yeah, you just got to get another MBA. Oh, no, you need a master's. Oh, no, you need this. This time I'll hold the ball for you, Charlize Brown. This time your prince will come. He's just round a quarter. You just, because 45 is a whip. Hey, you freeze your eggs. Maybe Lucy in the football is more apropos because the goals keep moving and changing. Wisco Nomad, $5. Should I travel around and try living in different places for a month at a time, working remote and living in Airbnbs that make 80? Yes, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. You'll come out ahead simply by saving money on realty fees. Like, if you find the place you want to live till death do you part, you're going to come way ahead. Better finances, but better psychology as well. Absolutely. Nonstop Dre, $2. Why don't you put the girls in degree on the line? Okay, Dre, just for you, I'll go find it in my pile of stuff. And I will show it to all of you. You can see my Carlson School of Management degree, and then I'm probably going to throw it in a box. I might just throw it away because I'm not going to use it, and I'm a minimalist. Like, I'm like, oh, here's my degree. I hadn't seen it in like 12 years, maybe longer. So if you haven't seen it in 12 years, it's sitting in a box, you might as well toss it. Wait a minute. Hang on, Dre. I got a way better idea. What if I were to auction it off? How about that? What if I auction? I'll sign it, you know, whatever $3 added value that might give it. Would anybody interested in an auction? I'll auction off my Carlson degree. And whoever pays the most, I'll dedicate it to you. Or maybe, I don't know, that if I just sign it and not dedicate to anyone, then you could trade it later on upon your death. Because if I said, Dre, you're a douchebag, Aaron Cleary. Then I will, I'm not Dre, you know, you're Dre's on his, I have Aaron's signed degree. Then I'm not Dre, my name's Bob. I want something dedicated to Dre. And why is he a douchebag? I might just do that, auction off my degree. Maybe we'll do the first live streaming auction of the internet. I don't know if they've done it before. We'll do the first live streaming auction. And I'll take bids, and you guys got to come in. How would we verify you'd pay, though? That's the thing. Maybe I do something more email. Like, you have to send in a real bid. And then, like, each day I'll post it, and there'll be a closing date or something like that. I think I'll auction it off. I think I will. Because that way it's not destroyed necessarily. It's not sitting in a box. And my nieces, you know, when I'm buried or turned into diamonds and spread across the country, they're like, well, what do we do with Uncle Aaron's degree? Toss it. What is it? See, but then it goes on. And come on, it's a degree from the Carlson School of Management. Oh, Alex Bogey, $5. True conservative girls will not work as a public persona. I have no problem if they do. I do not begrudge them if they do. It is like with real MGTOWs, we will never hear from them unless they write like Adam Piggott. Right, true, or you're trying to help out like a turd flinging monkey or Stardust. Thinking Ape, by the way. Conservative, I have no problems with girls. None whatsoever. You have freedom of speech. Go ahead and do it. But don't basically plagiarize shit that was written by philosophers 300 years ago. Don't take shit that I said or some rookie noob said when he was like 20 years old. Like, I got this observation about libertarianism. I'm like, OMG, did you know? Like, you don't even take what the anchor said a month ago and add tits. And then you get, no, get out of here. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, conservative, traditional gal, I don't know, be thin, be hot, go major in engineering, take care of your kids, learn to cook. You do that, that's really fighting. That's fighting against the matriarchy. Competent man, $2. And fix the rubber band. That is $3,000. You guys want to raise $3,000? I will fix the rubber band. I'll fix it however you want. You come up with $3,000, what? Get a new one, flip it the right way, get rid of it completely. Fix the rubber band. Do. Competent man, $5. Chris Hedges talks about the myth of human progress. Even after thousands of years of philosophy, people still act the same, just better technology. That's true. Which I think Operation Evil is one of the best ideas ever. Although I'm not the original creator of this, you know, P.T. Barnum. And since people are not going to change and they're going to be, in essence, not sentient, they're going to insist on being sheep. I'm going to be the wolf. And I will. The sad thing, I've never got, I'm doing so well right now. Like, I'm so, and of course, it's with the house. I haven't even had time to really go do Operation Evil. It kind of irks me because I don't want to die and not have Operation Evil. I should really probably write my Operation Evil ideas and projects down. So if I die, somebody can go and screw over the population, make a ton of money doing it. But you are right. Like all these, the Soviet Empire collapsed in 91. Okay, that is 2020. That's just 30 years ago, which is nothing in human history. What are Americans in the West doing? Let's try communism. Like, how? Okay, yeah, you know what? If that's the momentum, if this is the way the water of humanity is going to flow, I guess I'll put myself a grain mill here or an electro dam here. Y'all want to go be left? Y'all want to be more? Okay, fine. Here's my electric dam. Oh, yeah, free stuff. Sure, just give me money. Oh, yeah, 40 new 25, big, beautiful. Just give me money. You think Tommy's still paying off? Still? No, she makes a ton of money. What are you talking about? Hang on. Don't they usually do a net worth thing? Isn't there a net worth? Bada political views. I don't care. No, she doesn't have. Well, you never know. They might waste all that money and time net worth. She's got to be multiple millions of dollars. $3 million, according to cheat sheet. Okay. Salary, half a million a year. Yeah. I don't think she has student loan debts. If she does, she is horrific at money management. Horrific. Competent man. I will start the bidding of your degree at $100. Okay, $100 it is. That's the opening bid. All right, so we'll start at $100. I guess if you want to email me what you're willing to pay, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But if you guys want to beat $100, go ahead and let me know. I just don't want you guys super chatting and spending money to give me a bid. Okay, so if you got a bid, email it to me. DB. For $5 Canadian, Cappy's ashamed to show his gender studies degree. It's okay, Cap. We all made much worse mistakes. No, actually, a gender studies degree with my entrepreneurship would actually make some money now. Finance, no, not really. No. Wisconsin Nomad, $2. Don't have to worry about furnishing and buying crap. Yeah, I'm done. I don't know if you noticed there's a couch. Can you guys see that? No. The lighting is that good. Interesting. I got a black futon couch. And one of these days I'll move when I have interviews, I'll have people over and we can interview back there, but it's a casting couch. Yep. We'll have all my female groupies come over and I'm like, oh, would you like to go in the studio? Huh? Would you like to see the Ford hat? How about who doesn't want to meet Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo? Huh? Actually, now that I think about it, if I did ever have some groupie girls show up and they were attractive, we could have them strategically pose with Rumpy. How cute would that be? The girls of Cappy, Rumpy Fluffalo, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo calendar. Huh? Of course, you all know my failure to find a reliable, pretty model to just do the basics of things and pose with books. I had a couple. But then pretty girls be dumb. Alex Bogey, $2. Have you done a Clary test on her? No, if someone wants to pay me, Clary tests are $30 now because I'm really not a fan of doing them. I mean, I'll do them for the money because we're huge. Oh, but to get back to that, yeah, I'm done. I think I furnished the house for like under $4,000. I did the math. And I got some cool things. You can find some cool things on cheap, especially Walmart.com. And I think I picked up this chair at Office Depot. But I don't think my house, again, not that big, almost fully furnished. A couple other items I got to get, but enough to like have people come over and host and people are seated and perfectly fine. Under $4,000. $4,000. That's great. Didn't borrow any money, didn't even use credit cards. This is all cash, including all the stuff in the drainage tile and the gravel and things I got to get. All right. Any other super chats? Nope. That's it. Okay. Question. True. We could spoof it, but not be too. For once, a Carlson School degree has value, like for whatever it sells. It's like, what's the value of a car? Well, if you sell it to get rid of it, it's worth, you know, $5,000. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.